Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our very fancy, state-of-the-art, high-end recording studio / bedroom where the love happens. Hey, garumba. Is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson. That's when you usually say...
Oh, hi. Just staring at you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
Just can't stop.
Well, A, please talk into the mic. And B, that's very lovely and sweet of you. And that's because you are feeling a little insecure today because I sent you a screenshot of someone on TikTok that told me I have the most perfect skin they've ever seen on a man. So.
Wow.
Stay sharp out there, Mel.
Okay.
These TikTok ladies, they're coming. They're coming for
Dad. Coming in with the compliments.
I know. They say, and no, it's, you know, I don't even really know how to respond to it. I did respond to it. I said, you know, I did the little emote thing where, you know, I said screenshots this for a rainy day. Because you know what? It's nice to get a compliment here and there. But in any case, we are way off. I'm not here to talk about skincare routines. I'm not here to talk about TikTok. We are a funny podcast about family. And that's what we're going to do, folks. Today, we're going to talk about weekend recap. As we always do. Mm-hmm. And it was a very different one because we were in LA for the Netflix is a Joke comedy festival. And mom, we rounded up a babysitter for Gramps and not for Gramps.
Yeah. You know what we mean.
Gramps was the babysitter. We went northbound. So we've got some stories from there. We're also going to talk about Mother's Day. And we're also going to give a lice update. And we're also going to read some emails.
Great.
So there you go, everybody. So before we do that, you know, it's we're off to a pretty good start here, and I would like to bring that all to a screeching halt for some self-promotion. Guys, we got some tour dates coming up, and we got some Patreon that we want to tell you about. Before I tell you about any of that, we are less than a month out from a book.
Wahaha.
A book. What? Can you do that noise again for me?
Wahaha.
Melissa's holding up for a camera as if we're live right now. We don't release the full video episodes. We might someday, but she's holding it up either way.
We might.
Anything that makes you face forward and talk into your mic is a good thing. So honestly, for it would be, it's a great, if you just stare at the camera the whole episode and maybe the occasional it meets, great. I'm not chastising you, am I?
I'm fine. No, I looked at you.
It's normal to look at somebody when you have a conversation. So it's like
I mean, I don't have a mic in between you and me.
Right.
I have it in front of me.
Right.
And I have to remember that. So I'm going to hold my book up again.
On June 7th, How to Be Married to Melissa. Did you see how I kind of found a rhythm to how to say that? How to Be Married to Melissa is really how you want to present that. Yeah, it comes out on June 7th, available everywhere that day. And it's available for pre-sale right now. Backseaters, that's you guys listening.
Yep.
It means so much. Guys, I ran out of words for the book. Here's the thing. This book is 55,000 words. That's more words than I have. That's more words than I can regularly produce. So I've just found myself, here we go, in sentences, just not being able to just find it. Just not being able to find the sentence, blanking out entirely. And that's because I put all my good words, all my good writing is in this book here. So many of you have already pre-ordered it. If you pre-order it, I think you might get it on June 7th.
You will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works with Amazon.
Spectacular.
And I don't know about the other outlets.
So cool. Yeah. If you guys want to have it the day that it comes out, it'll also be available in bookstores that day.
The audio.
The
book.
The book is, I'll tell a little quick story on it if you guys are interested. So in the midst of the pandemic, you know, we were all kind of scrambling, and those of us in the live entertainment industry didn't have anything to do and started posting a ton of content online, as many of you may have noticed. I was always somewhat present on there, but was like, okay, well, I better figure this out. It got noticed by a few folks here and there. A literary agent reached out and said, have you ever wanted to write a book? And I said, I've actually always wanted to write a book. He said, what was the premise? And I say, I would love to write a marriage book about how stupid marriage books are. And that was a good hook for him. And that's the idea is, you know, Mel and I have been married for almost 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you first get married, well-intended people hand you books and say, read this, check this out. This will help you. It's not that they're bad. It's that they're too one size fits all. It's that they're too, you know, this is what men are like, and this is what women are like, and that this is what this type personality is, and this is what this love language is, and this is what men need, and this is what women, and you go like, well, yeah, but that doesn't apply to me. As a man, I actually want love and respect, not just one.
No, you're not allowed to. You just get respect.
Yeah, and full disclosure, I didn't read that one. because by the time it had been introduced to us, I was so over marriage books. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if we just wrote a marriage book about our marriage that might have general principles that apply to people? The way we structured the book is that these are the most challenging elements in marriage. Fighting, I'm just going down the list right here.
Yeah, conflict.
Fighting, money, in-laws, sex, cheating, balance, faith, health, children, young children, old children. And there's not even, I mean, there's little tidbits of advice in there, but it's more so than anything like, hey, here's a bunch of funny stories about what that looked like for us. And some genuine moments in there as well.
Absolutely.
Hopefully a combo. Hopefully genuinely funny moments. So that's what it is. And it would just mean the world to us if you guys went and pre-ordered it now because that helps tell the publishers and bookstores.
They'll print more.
To print more, to promote more. Hey, we got a thing that people want here. So check it out. We would love you guys to do that. Also, my lovely wife and cover book, cover child. What's the... Cover child?
Cover girl.
Cover girl. There we go. Yeah.
Book child.
My lovely wife and cover girl here, Melissa Nickerson, keeps telling me that we're supposed to promote something called a launch team, and I don't know what that is. So, lovely wife, Melissa, could you tell us what a launch team is and how they sign up for it?
Yeah. So, it's just a group online that are fans of you and want to read the book early. They get the book free.
Ooh.
And they join a little private Facebook group and chat it up. So they've got their early copy of the book, the digital copy. They read it. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of check in on them. Launch week, they post on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads. And that just makes everyone happy.
Great. How do they sign up for it?
Yeah, just our website or link in your bio. There's a little form you fill out just with your email and all that. We will send you out a free digital copy of your
book. How about that?
Early.
There you guys go. Yeah. You had me at free and private Facebook group.
Some people like those.
All right. So please check out the book. All that to say. A couple other things. If you guys aren't familiar with Patreon, it's a little thing where you can give a little more and get a little more. They've known about this book for a long time. They had early access to chapters. They saw the cover early and they get clips early and all kinds of stuff. You guys can check that out. And then finally, and when's the Zoom hang?
Yeah, we got a Zoom hang coming up May 29th, Sunday, May 29th.
Oh, man.
I know. It's going to be a fun 4 weeks.
That's for the patrons. Finally, seasonal headliner tour also kicks off in a month because I'm a glutton for punishment. That starts exactly a month from today, June 9th and 10th at the DC Improv. And then from there, we take a break until July. And in July, the 1st and 2nd, San Diego, the 6th and 7th, Chicago, the 8th and 9th, Rosemont, 14th and 16th, Huntsville, 23rd, Nashville, 29th and 30th, Appleton, the 31st, Phoenix. And then into August, the 11th, Sacramento, the 13th, Bakersfield, the 14th, Oxnard, the 17th, Irvine, the 27th, Seattle. We just added a show there. 28th, Spokane, the 31st, Raleigh, and then in September, 1st is Charlotte, 2nd and 3rd, Indy, the 4th, Kansas City, the 10th and 11th, Salt Lake City, the 16th, Atlanta, the 17th, Minneapolis, the 18th, Portland, the 25th, Louisville, the 29th, Houston, September 30th and October 1st, Austin, October 19th, Philly, October 28th and 19th, St. Louis. The only one of those are all on sale right now, and the one that goes on sale Friday, because they don't let you announce it more than, or they don't let, it doesn't go on sale more than, I think, 2 months out is their rule. July 13th will be San Francisco. So that's it. DustinNickerson.com/shows are where you guys can go and check that out. Are you ready for a weekend recap? Are you ready to dive into
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this weekend, I didn't get on a plane. Oh, I love it so much. When did I get home last week? Where was I? Oh, we did, because last week we talked about Canada recap with Tay, and then...
Yeah, I think you got home Monday?
Yeah, I was off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't think I even had any spots. I don't remember.
Oh, we went to Mic Drop.
Oh, yeah, there's a new... Spot. Oh, yeah, yeah, the new... Oh, San Diego, the new comedy club, Mic Drop Comedy Club opening up is very cool.
Super nice.
You should go.
It's like a total renovation.
Yeah. San Diego area, East County, we're even inviting you. You guys can come up. El Cajon, Santee, Alpine, Yuma.
Lakewood? No.
Lakeside. Melissa's lived here 10 years and forgot Lakeside. So
Lakewood is in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm sure there's several Lakewoods.
So many Lakewoods.
You know, so that club is super cool. So you guys want to check that out, July 1st and 2nd. Casey and the team there open up for fantastic. And then Thursday. So there's a big thing in L.A., the Netflix Comedy Festival. It's been going on for weeks. If you're in L.A., you certainly heard about it. If you follow any comedian, you probably heard about it. But
their billboards and signage was everywhere.
The biggest thing about it is that Dave Chappelle got tackled on stage.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was kind of their big...
I think that was Sunday, a week ago.
Yeah. Terrifying. I mean, so I don't think we even talked about that. Did we talk about Chappelle getting tackled?
No.
People keep like asking, is like a thing you're scared of? This is, it really is.
Getting
like,
assaulted on stage?
Getting assaulted on stage. And no. I mean, with the Will Smith, Chris Rock one, it didn't even come into my mind that would even, that didn't.
It did mine.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
No, I was like, oh my gosh, like the security's doing nothing.
Right.
You know, like nobody even stood up. Mm-hmm. And
well, the
I don't want to like slander security, but I was just shocked.
Right. Well,
like,
that
there's supposed to be a barrier between the talent and the audience.
But you know, but that's the same reason that one didn't affect me in any way emotionally is because that was talent.
Yeah.
Security.
That's
if
true.
Some rando,
if Will Smith comes walking on stage, you're like, okay, this might be part of it.
People thought it was a bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought in the room that it was. Chris Rock was laughing as it happened.
Sure.
He thought it was a bit. Like, uh-oh. You know, he was as surprised by it as any. And by the time they realized that it wasn't a bit, he was back in his chair. So that was just like a bizarre night. And that was like celebrity on celebrity weirdness.
Yes, which is very different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, you do go, oh, okay, this might actually create some imitators. People might this might get in the head of, because there are people like
a fanatic.
A fanatic. Mm-hmm. A fanatic who, I mean, that's the thing. Like, people get, I think it's Colin Cowherd, I heard say it all the time. He says, I always like to remind people that fan is short for fanatic. And mm-hmm. that's happened tragically on a lot of levels, and then also quietly on a levels where people who love people, it just kind of drives them insane and they go crazy. Or if you're a comic like Chappelle, who talks about controversial issues a lot, you might upset some people. I mean, yeah. You know, as Birbiglia said, every joke's offensive to somebody. You know, it doesn't. I've had people walk out of my shows. I think I might have told this story in Seattle. I had someone walk out of my shows on vaccine jokes. They're very harmless, but I, you know, as the comedian, of course, I'm always going to lean towards like, this is just a joke. And she was upset, and I understand. And da 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 da. I don't want it. Like, I don't even tell those vaccine jokes anymore. That's not why I didn't. Just because if you're who's talking about the vaccine anymore, but the comedy club manager said, hey, if you're offended by that guy, never come to a show here again, because he's the least offensive comedian that I book.
Yeah. So what a line.
What a line. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. 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 and, but that's the point. Every joke is offensive to somebody. I know I have some jokes that are offensive to people. I know, because I deal with the ramifications of it. It is just a thing in the comedy space where, really in the entertainment space, that you go like, is this a thing that might start happening? And the way that comedy security works is you don't, in a comedy club, you almost never have people standing by the stage. Almost never. Security is a joke at a comedy club. A security at a comedy club, a lot of the time, is a comic, you know? Even the good clubs, they don't have security by the stage.
They have it by the door.
They have it by the door a lot of the time. And mm-hmm. and that security club guard is there usually for like crowd management stuff. Now, mm-hmm. Dion, the security guard in LA this last week, I was talking to Dion.
Yeah.
And he was like, that wouldn't have happened on my watch. And it was, you know, I was making jokes about it. I was like, no one charges the stage tonight, you know, but and that's like.
Yeah, that was like a Saturday night theater, 1,500 people. So
yeah, listen, 1,000 comedy
Dion
shows
promised us
at least 1,000 comedy shows happen a night here in the United States of America alone. There's so many comedy shows, and it almost never happens. And so mm-hmm. obviously, odds are against. But that my official worry level went from "Are you worried about it?" No, to no. Just a, there's just a little, because now it just feels like one of those things, like, you know, people used to not get kicked off planes a lot either, that I remember. And now I see a video every day of somebody get kicked off a plane. They're just, it becomes like a social thing where mm-hmm. people, there's copycats, there's, you know, I get video of doing this, or I don't know. It wasn't even in my mind to do this until I saw somebody else do that. But that didn't happen to me, and it didn't happen to anybody else on the Netflix. So far, it's only happened to Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, maybe the two greatest comedians of all time. So mm-hmm. far, I'm in the clear. But the festival, so we went up on Thursday mm-hmm. and left the kids. I'm not one to like show off, you know, how we're doing. You know, it goes against my nature, but we did stay at a Sheraton. It was very dated. We stayed at a dated Sheraton.
Yeah, but it's in a cool little city block.
Yeah, here's...
So there you go.
I understand that we're going to have some listeners here who don't like LA. I like LA. I like LA a lot. I don't care that you don't like it. It's not for you. I like most places. I also hate most places. And we like LA together, because there's like, hey, there's a good restaurant right there. There's a good shopping area right there. And there's good coffee everywhere that I look. And mm-hmm. there's a good thrift store right there. And there's a good thing. And it's, oh, it's 74. It's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real nice. I really enjoy it. You don't have to like it. But we like LA, and we actually like that little area that we stay in. They're just very dated. Sure. It was so expensive to stay in LA, too.
The whole hotel is purple.
Yeah. You're like, okay, this looks like 90s Joker. This is, they actually have renovated every part of that hotel except the rooms.
Yeah, I bet they'll do those eventually.
Fingers crossed.
It's fine.
It's totally fine. We went up there. First night, we did a thing at a cool venue called the Peppermint Club, which is clearly a music venue because the comedy mm-hmm. club or the comedy crowd was too far away. The only thing right ahead of you was the bar.
Yeah. And then in the middle of the club.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm. it was kind of like an oval shaped room. The walls were lined with crowd members, but nobody was in the middle.
Like little booths.
It was like a, it was 7-10 split. There was only people on the sides. There was nothing in the middle.
I think it would have been like perfect for jazz.
Yeah. That was the kind of like, if I'm kind of like loosely taking this in, but comedy can't be taken in passively.
I was showing some people pictures of the venue, and usually they just have, for music, they just have the whole crowd in front of the bar.
Because you stand up.
Ideally, they could have just put chairs there.
30 chairs, it would have been incredible. Yeah. I would do a show at the Peppermint Club if there were 30 chairs right there. That would be so fun. But
yeah, it was a really fun place.
Before we get to actually here, let's talk about Melissa leaving the kids is unbelievable. The the details of which you provide are whoever is supervising the children, whether it's a family member, my sister who did, my grandpa.
Well, I've had a lot of experience.
Is it just a doc? Mm-hmm. Tell me about your mentally, what you do, the amount of work that you put in.
Well, I think about it for weeks. I grocery shopped last week for LA and Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I'm going to be gone like essentially
we're
7 days.
We're recording on Monday today.
Not 7 days, but like I just don't have time when I get home.
We're leaving again in 2 days. Or tomorrow. We're recording this on a Monday. This comes out on Wednesday. We're going to, when you're listening to this, we're in Austin because we got a book to promote and we got pods to do and such. So
last night I told the kids, like, if you put something in this pile, I will wash it. But if not, you're not going to see it before Friday.
Right.
Our son goes through a ton of clothes because, you know, he's in high school all day.
Yes.
And sports. And he could do his own laundry, but we make him do the dishes already. So
right.
I handle laundry currently.
And getting a teenage boy to do anything is a miracle. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you gotta pick and choose. He walks to school and does our dishes. So we really can't complain that much.
A teenage boy has two modes. Two modes. Lethargic and cantankerous. That's all they have. That's the only, and it is a switch that is on and off. There's no range. There's no subtlety. No. It is on, off, on, off, on, off. I'm literally just Napoleon Dynamite or I'm arguing. That's all that I have. And I was the same way. There's just so, he went to bed at 5 the other night. He came home from school, was tired, slept from 5 till 7 a.m. the next day.
At like 9:30, we were like, are you waking up? Or somebody asked him and he's like, I'm going to keep sleeping so I don't have to do the dishes.
I respect that.
We're like, okay.
Yeah. He also a growing teenage boy, cannot be full. It's impossible for them to be full. Yeah. Like they burn it faster than they eat it. It's like it comes out of them before it actually gets into them. I watched him eat 2 Whoppers in 45 seconds. The food was gone. The food, I was like, did you even take the wrapper off of that? Also, if you guys are, we don't do a lot of fast food in our family.
No,
but we certainly don't have this as a sponsor. But if you want to feed your family for cheap, the family Burger King bundle for $13.99. Where you get 3 Whoppers, 3 fries, and 3 Junior Whoppers. You get 6 Whoppers and 3 fries.
For a dollar.
For $14.
Well,
that's insane. That's a full cow. You bought a full cow for $14. Burger King, please sponsor us.
My like after church strategy is like, hey, this is not fancy tacos. This is cheap tacos, which is in Southern California. We've got taco shops everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like rice, beans, rolled tacos.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We'll get that after church. But it's not like you don't get like carne asada or
tacos. No. But we were going to Mexican tomorrow for Mother's Day yesterday for Mother's Day. So we're like, hey, we'll just get Burger King. The big thing today for is that kids, mom's not cooking. So, they cannot, the food goes through them just so fast. So, anyways, where we were there, I'm doing the ADD thing. I'm going back to where I left off.
Okay.
Joel, child,
mm-hmm.
food, eating.
Oh, wow. Okay. You were talking about prep for the kids.
Melissa prepping before they get. So you were doing all the shopping, all the laundry.
Yeah, I have a whole dock. I'm like refilling everything, the soaps and the shampoos. And then I have a whole, no, I'm serious. I spend so much time doing that stuff. Like paper towels and napkins and tissue. So then I have a whole dock that's like turn off the, shut the blinds, turn on the dishwasher, feed the cats, lock the, deadbolt the doors. Like, everything.
Yes.
Glorious does this. Joel does this. Claire does this. Yeah. And
in theory,
here's the ride. Here's the phone number.
Yeah.
You know, like everything.
Yeah. No, you hand somebody a jet, like it's really, it's just a more of a, they're like actors. They have a script they have to execute. More so than babysitters. They're like, hey, you're playing the role of mom this weekend here in the Nickerson household. You are Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Go.
Yep.
So we left on Thursday. You knew we were leisurely about it because there's a coffee shop that we stopped 45 minutes away. We literally only make 45 minutes of progress on a 2-hour drive. And they go, we should get a scone. Should we get a little scone in Oceanside in the sun at Seabolt or Seaboard Coffee?
Special place.
It's well, it represents that we're away from our children and that we're going somewhere.
Yeah, we went. Last time went over the winter, we went to LA and we went there and we were like, oh my gosh, we should go there again.
Yeah. And it was great. But it's when you're surprised to have a cup of coffee in the sun, you go, all right. Okay. God's probably real.
With some with some ocean wind. Yeah.
That's why everyone's Christians in Carlsbad. They're like, yeah, of course he's real.
It's perfect here.
Oh, it's so nice here. Okay, so we get up there, we check in, we dink around, we get some food, we go to the club. It was like a recording for Sirius XM. It was fine. It wasn't great. Taylor was hosting.
Yeah.
Which was so fun. Because Taylor's such a good comic. She hosted at her Hollywood improv thing. But watching her go like punch up a room just like took me back to us starting together.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen her go first and have to punch up a bad room in a long time.
And she did fantastic.
Oh,
it was so
what
fun.
What a stinking legend. So good. So good at so many things.
And then she had to go around to all the comics and be like, how am I introducing you?
Oh.
And all the hosting stuff.
Such a pro.
How do you say your name?
Such a pro.
Yeah. It was very fun.
She didn't ask any of that for me.
Sure.
But she didn't have to because she knows.
Yep.
So the show was fine. And then afterwards, we were like, I wonder what we're going to do. Because, you know, this was our first day of the festival. And the festival had been going on like 8-9 days. So we didn't even have like our credentials or anything like that.
No.
And then Taylor was like, hey, I'm going to go. Because Taylor ended up opening for Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, which is incredible, on Saturday. That got added like that day while we were there Thursday. Just show business, kids. That's how fast this
Amazing.
Stuff can get added.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, sorry. Sorry, kids, we're not answering any of your calls. We're busy because she's like, I'm going to go to these two spots.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the headquarters was right by the W in Hollywood. They had
it was a whole block.
They had a thing called the drop-in where it was just as an outdoor stage and tons of celebrities had been dropping in. And Tay was going to go do a spot there. So like, well, and she's like, will you guys come? And I was like, absolutely, we'll come. And it was incredible. We went there. It was very bougie. We're like, oh, hey, Patton Oswalt. Hey, Tom Brava.
It was like
hey,
circus tents.
Move.
And celebrities, comics.
And friends were there. Irene was there. Ally Makovsky was there. You know, we watched a couple sets. We're going to go check out this little bar and a little.
You found the food tent.
I found the barbecue.
I didn't make it there.
It was the same tent. They just had little.
End of that corner.
I'm not one to eat pulled pork sandwich at 11 p.m., but when in Rome, you go and get it.
We were like running to her car in between this because then we went to the improv.
Because she had another go set to catch,
And so it was fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
I was in heels running around.
I could have stayed at the drop-in for 3 hours. We're having a good time.
Yeah, it was so fun.
So we do that. And then the next day we kind of have off a little. And it's so easy. Like a lot of the time road is not a vacation. This was vacation road. We're obviously working on Friday because still got a book coming out. And that's, you know, promo stuff and all those things and calls and meetings and whatnot. But then the Friday show was at the Ace, which was incredible. Opening up for Taylor there. And Kelsey Cook was on the show too. And you don't have a lot of Bob Seger. Hollywood nights. Hollywood. Hollywood Hills. This was very much a little Hollywoody night. And it was very funny because we, after Taylor thing, had a little after party, and then we went to the W, which they had, you know, another thing, and there were more comics there, and you're like, that's Tim Robinson, that's fun. But what's so funny to me is how you turn on. This is like full on introvert, extrovert stuff, because I get to those things and I go, who here do I know? Who do I? I actually was texting Laura Peake, an anchor friend for me, was like, hey,
at Taylor's thing.
Here. Like, hey, are you going to be here? Like, can you go to this? Because you're like a friend that I can just talk to and anchor with. Because I go there and I go, who do I know? And you go, who could I get to know?
Yeah, that's right there.
This is my best summary right there. This is my best summary of introvert versus extrovert at a party. Introvert goes, who do I know? Extrovert goes, who could I get to know? Let's make some friends here. It's who are my friends versus who are my new friends? And you do. Yeah. I leave you several times because I leave constantly. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm checking my phone.
You're like, I'm calling the kids.
I kept calling kids at these parties. Yeah. I was like, I should be a good dad at FaceTime. You're like, you actually texted me at one of the parties and you go, hey, you can't be hiding in the shadows. And I literally was. Yes. I was literally hiding in shadows.
There was an alcove with curtains and you were on the alcove, like behind the curtains. And I was like, there's 30 people here.
Yeah.
Like, you just performed.
Yeah.
And they're all execs. You got to get out of the shadows.
Turn it on a little.
Yeah.
Well, and then at the one at the W was very funny because I did text the kids and I was touchy base with them. And I literally invited a friend so I would feel even more comfortable. Not that you're not great, but I know that that's not what you want out of that party. Like, you don't want me to just go talk to you in a corner
somewhere. In a shadow.
Yeah, because then you have to come into the shadows with me. But that was fun. And I also knew I had one businessy conversation I wanted to have.
Yeah.
I had two goals in going. One was to have that conversation, and two was for you to get to be out and about and have your little Hollywood Hills night. So all good fun. And we come back the next day and the kids are all alive.
Mm-hmm.
Gramps did it. Gramps continues to keep children alive.
Yeah, it was nice. We did a bunch of yard work. And
yeah, we came home. Mm-hmm. We immediately did yard work. That's how I am with yard work. I never plan it ahead. If it's on the calendar,
like 2 hours.
If it's on the calendar, I refuse to do it. We have to go pick up a table today. I've been dreading it since you told me we were going to go do it.
We were going to do it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's the day.
50-50. There's a good chance.
It's going to be on the porch. So it'll be easy.
Not to get it in the car? How big is it? It's a dresser.
It's a bookcase.
Okay,
it's
but that means
two you have... level bookcase.
Okay, so what that means is we have to go to the van. We have to take all the crap out of the back of the van, lug that to the backyard, right? So we can put the seats down.
We can just put it in the house.
Because you have... What's that?
We can just put the crap
in the
house.
Well, that's not easier. That's up the stairs as opposed to around the fence. We have to unload everything out of the car so we can put the seats down, go get the thing, and then bring the thing in the house.
What is more important than our girls reading? And having a bookcase.
Okay. Well, I can tell them one book that we should put on there. How to Be Married to Melissa. I don't know that kids cannot read that book. Those kids live that book. Parts of it, at least.
You know what we didn't say we were going to talk about, but we might want to, is Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't done a bingo dingo in a while either.
Bingo dingo Doctor Strange. Let's do that right here. So bingo dingo on Thursday, or Saturday. On Saturday, we came home and I went and saw it in movie theaters with our two oldest kids, and we went and saw it in drive-in because I was like, hey, this is directed by Sam Raimi. I think it's going to be kind of scary. And I was right. That is way too scary for a little child.
Yeah.
Way too scary.
Yeah. But at the drive-in was a bunch of like 8 and 9 year olds in the back of a van. They just kept covering.
They got into the fear element of it.
They had a blanket they were all sharing and covering their eyes with. So, and it's just so much less scary at the drive-in. You know, you're just surrounded by people.
You're listening to it through your car radio. There's just nothing scary about that.
Yeah. It's not immersive.
Well,
so
I will do a spoiler-free kind of plot point thing, what the movie is about.
Yes. No spoilers.
The basic idea is this picks up after WandaVision and the last Spider-Man one. And it's every it's every Doctor Strange movie, reality is going to end for some reason. One reason or another, there's some reality ending stuff going on.
Yep.
And he's like, I better go get some help. And I'll go get Wanda. And Wanda's going to help. Just kidding. Wanda's probably bad, right? Because that's the thing with anti-heroes.
Yes.
You can't say a lot about this one without it being a spoiler. Even saying who the pro and antagonist are.
Yeah. I mean, even I think that's different. You see that in the preview. Right. So watch the preview.
Right. And so now we're going on interdimensional journey to go and protect the thing that will stop reality from ending.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
That's the best little one that I can give because...
Yeah, because you should see it.
If you talk about any details of that movie, it spoils a lot. Melissa, your review on it, spoiler review, and well, what would you give it? Just go straight to your bingo dingo.
I will do 4.5 out of 5 bingo dingos.
Okay.
Because I really liked Elizabeth Olsen's performance.
So good.
Yeah.
Carries the movie. Mm-hmm. All respect to the two Benedicts in the movie.
I don't want to say anything, but Benedict seems a little flat at the start, but he comes around in the end. Right. So I will say his performance is also very good.
Yeah. Well, I think he was intentionally flat. That was the point. He's trying to find his place in the world, and isn't he happy? You know,
he wasn't confident, witty.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange, which you expect.
Yeah, and you prefer.
So I prefer.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. It's like Iron Man 3. You're like, man, do I want to see Iron Man having panic attacks?
Right, with his fake heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 bingo dingos.
Okay.
The movie's fine, in my opinion. There are cameos. There's a lot of
look
at this character. And I just personally, all of them felt flat to me.
I would say it's a little bit like the Eternals, where just like, we got all these people together.
Yeah.
And you're like, great.
I think it might be one of those things where I think some people really might like the high stakes movies. I like a lower stakes, small movie. I've always loved Batman.
More intimate.
Because Batman is like, we have one city and like a couple criminals, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's like, this mayor is going to die. Or at most, Gotham's going to die. Universes are going to collapse and realities and every dimensions and multiverses and whatnot. At a certain point, the stakes just get so high that it's very like, I mean, obviously they're not going to let reality end. It's why my favorite Marvel.
The end.
Yeah. It's why my favorite Marvel movie is, well, actually my two favorite are Ragnarok and Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is just like one spy movie and it is high stakes, but, and then in Ragnarok, it's like, they actually let, Asgard die in the end. Asgard dies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, all that to say, it was like, but it's also very magic. There's so much magic, right? Because it's a magician and a witch. And so it's all the stuff. You're like, there's not a lot of punch in here. And then I just keep picturing him in the studio waving his hand. And, you know, it's just the Doctor Strange movies are just fine. They're just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's because I liked WandaVision so much.
I like WandaVision a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I like the last half of WandaVision.
Yes.
We over a thing that ends well. I will say this, 2 hours. Whoo, great. Love a 2-hour movie. Batman, too long. Batman's three hours.
I haven't seen Batman. I had a really fun time watching it with my friends at the drive-in. It's Mother's Day weekend, and we're watching Wanda be crazy. So that was fun. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yep.
If you take young kids, be ready.
Right. Yes, you've been warned.
Quick Mother's Day recap, then a couple emails, then we're out of here. Our goal on Mother's Day, as I articulated to you on a hike, is to do things that make you feel loved and appreciated. The only way I know those things, or if you tell me those things, it took us 15 Mother's Days to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
But you vary down to the pictures I post, to the activities that we do, the activities we don't do, the gifts I do or don't get you. We literally just picked you out clothes at Lululemon the day before and went to the restaurants that you wanted, when you wanted, did a hike, saw the people. It was just all...
We had church. We had coffee with some friends.
Yeah. Previous Mother's Days. This is my advice for partners who are trying to care for the mother and their family, or you know, family members are trying to care for the mothers and their family. My posture. It took me 15 of these to realize to just go instead of like, here are all the things we're doing for you.
Surprise.
It's more, what would you like us to do for you? And I bet there's other people who are moms who are
they're
opposite.
Like, don't ask me that.
Plan this great thing for me.
Well, I think partially, like, Joel was born on Mother's Day 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's always been a joint holiday.
Right.
It's birthday week. And so sometimes we have family in town that we're hosting and there's mothers there too. So there's always been some combo stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, it was like so nice to hike.
Yeah.
It was so nice to hike with just with you.
Oh.
So.
You cried on top of the mountain.
As Mel does, yes.
It's a holiday. It's a mountain. There's a view. It's cloudy. There's going to be some tears.
Windy. Yep. Love it. So.
May Gray. Am
I
right?
It was great. Yeah, it was really good.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Okay, let's do a couple emails here. Okay, life story. This is from Rustin. Not Austin, not Justin, not Dustin. There's a new one in town.
Rustin Way.
Rustin.
In Tacoma.
It says live story. I think he means life story.
Autocorrect.
Hey, Mel and Dustin, I guess. Okay, a little shade out of the gate here. I think I remember meeting Rustin in Oregon. I think he's a fan in Oregon, if I'm trying to remember. I wanted to share a life story with you. Several years ago, my wife and I were foster parents. Of the 11 placements, we had over 2 years, pretty much every one of them came into our house with lice. Most were elementary school age.
Yes, that's the age.
We would welcome them into our home by walking them right into the bathroom to begin their lice treatment before we even knew what their name was. Welcome to our home. Put all your clothes in this plastic bag that we will seal and put in the garage for 2 weeks and come into the bathroom while we painfully comb your hair. We even have a lice treatment place in town called Lice to Meet You. Quite the pun. We used to take them all there when they were confirmed to have lice. It's not a good thing when you're on a first name basis with the lice treatment place. Love the podcast. I'm going to try and catch your Portland Old Church gig. Yeah, Rustin, I did remember you from the Northwood. That just got moved till September 18th, where my weekend is Friday in Atlanta, Saturday in Minneapolis, Sunday in Portland. Not good routing. Oof. But those are all Delta hubs. So thanks for the email and for listening to the pod, Rustin. Really appreciate it.
So the lice update in our house.
Yeah, they're gone.
They have not come back yet.
Yeah.
I think we're getting out of the woods. Still combing, checking, washing. I think we're doing okay. Holding our breath. That was the real Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
The lice didn't come back.
Okay, we're going to do one more email here, and this is from Dan, friend of the podcast, and it's basements.
Okay, Dan just moved.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, man, you're a good, yeah. Well, oh, here he goes. Dustin and Melissa, I'm pretty sure basements are regional. I grew up in Northeast Pennsylvania. Everybody had a basement. When I lived in Arkansas, no basements. When I lived in Nevada, no basements. I can also vouch for Colorado basements. See you in Huntsville. I have to know what Gavin did. Other people's kids are the worst. We have heard, we have a herd of neighborhood that roam together as they're a biblical plague at times. That's funny because I posted the pod, or I posted a clip of me doing this church gig, and it cuts off like, my dad hated Gavin, and then something happens, and Dan has been commenting like, what's up with Gavin? Well, I'll see you in college. Okay, well, you win on that one, Melissa. It pains me to say this, but you win.
Thank
you. Absolutely win.
I needed that.
They are regional indeed. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up tier. That list is Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code DeGrow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, David and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ibling, Juliana Smith, Bonnie Galeando, and Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.
Moro Casino, America. like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.